Welcome back to the Business of Government Hour. I'm Paul Lawrence, and this morning's conversation is with Bill Gray. Bill's the Deputy Commissioner of Systems at the Social Security Administration. Also joining us in our conversation is Greg Grieven. Well, Bill, earlier you talked about the fact that the SSA had attempted a large transformation project in the 90s, and I'm curious what lessons were learned from that experience and how they were incorporated into your recent success.
I think we learned a lot of lessons. I think the first lesson that we learned was that the technology that we had been trying in the 90s really wasn't conducive to where we wanted to go. We had been trying client-server technology to build this as a platform on. The result was is that any change you had to make, you had to download to workstations and servers in a variety of locations. It just became too difficult for us to manage. When we moved ahead with this initiative, we relied on web-based technology that it really reached its maturity, and so that it was something that we could rely on. Working with IBM, we worked on things like content manager to the mainframe. So instead of having to build large server farms, we could actually store this massive amount of data or process this massive amount of data on our mainframe computers that are very reliable and that we're used to working with. So I think the technology itself was just an improvement and gave us the foundation for our success. Second lesson that we learned is that you really needed to bring the user community and have a strong user voice into where we were going. We were changing people's business processes. We were changing their lives. And they felt much more comfortable if they were part of that process. And so we spent a long time an enormous amount of effort and resources on getting that user voice into our development activities. The third thing that we learned is that we needed to do better testing up front. In our prior efforts, we didn't necessarily have the testing labs, and oftentimes the first line of defense was the user using it in production. And obviously the reaction of people was going to be pretty negative to that as they had to encounter those problems and work through them right up front when they were trying to deal with the American public. So we spent our resources building labs so that we could test what we needed to test before somebody started using it out in a real-life environment. I think those three things really contributed to our success.
The commissioner of SSA is pushing for innovation and continued modernization of SSA's records. Where do you think the future will take you?
I think the future is going to take us into really moving completely into an electronic environment. We've talked today so far a lot about disability. Right, and with disability, we're building electronic folders, and we're not going to be keeping the paper. And by June of next year, we hope to bring up a similar system to really handle the additional claims workloads that Social Security has, so that we're no longer storing paper. I tell people, you know, that for 70 years, everything that Social Security has done has really revolved around a paper folder. You have to have somebody create that folder. You have somebody manage it, going and pulling it and giving it back to the people that can do the work. We spend an enormous amount of resources mailing those paper folders around. Only the person that has the paper folder can do the work. And then when we get all finished with it, then you go and store it in a cave so that we can retrieve it for the next 7 to 10 years if we need to retrieve it. Well, I think what you're seeing Social Security do is start to come out of those caves and really move into an electronic environment, and that you'll see that happening very quickly, and that's what the commissioner is driving us to do.
Are there additional challenges that SSA will face in the future?
I think the biggest challenge that Social Security faces is one that I think everybody is very familiar with, and that's the aging baby boom population and what that's going to mean to Social Security in a variety of ways. I think people are real familiar with the financial challenges that poses and the solvency of the program, and people are focused on trying to resolve those issues. But it also has an enormous impact on our workloads. People, the baby boomers right now, are reaching their disability years. And one of the business drivers of modernizing disability was trying to deal with this workload that's increasing because the baby boomers are reaching those years. Very soon, they're going to start to move into their retirement years. And so our challenge is to find ways to effectively provide service to an increasing population of users without having to have enormous increases in our staff, which in these times of tight government budgets just aren't going to happen. And that's why, when I described before what we're doing on the web and the internet, that's why that's so important to us.
How do you envision the government will conduct transactions across other federal agencies, state, local governments, et cetera?
I think it's going to be different. You know, I think that you know, traditionally in our current environments, people think of dealing with Veterans Administration or dealing with Social Security or with IRS as independent agencies. And I think really the American citizen doesn't want to deal with individual agencies. They want to deal with federal government, and they want to know all the benefits that they might be entitled to, and they don't have to go to various agencies to find what those are. They want to have one application, so they don't have to apply if they're entitled to three different kinds of benefits. They don't have to apply at three different places for them. I think that we need to be able to exchange information so that if somebody comes to get a driver's license or we have a Homeland Security issue, that we can make sure that people are who that they say they are in those. So I think that what you're going to find is a more common outward-facing government face. And I think that increasingly working together with other federal agencies and the Office of Management and Budget, we're starting to do that. We're starting to combine benefit applications, combine questions, you know, that people can get answers to. And I think that you're also seeing that more and more information is being shared so that people have more accurate benefits and that we have a better and more secure environment for the United States.
Bill, in the first segment, you took us through your long career in public service, and you also talked about how much you enjoyed it and you've been there. So I'm curious, what advice would you give to somebody interested in joining government?
I guess my first piece of advice is it's a great place to work. I mean, I would really encourage people to come and work for the government. It's I think the mission makes it a particularly important place to work. I think people feel a lot of satisfaction with coming to work every day. I know that I think about that when I come to work, and I know my colleagues do, that it's their neighbors and their families and their friends that you're actually serving, and it's a very personal relationship between what you're doing and how you're helping the American public. And so I think the advice that I would give is that it's a good place to come work here. I think that people often have a perception, misperception, that government employees don't work hard. I think that they would be disabused of that notion if they came. I think people are very dedicated and work very hard, and so you can expect a lot of challenges and a lot of opportunities. And I think that the one thing that I always tell my staff is that keep your eye focused on service. That's why you're here.
Bill, that'll have to be our last question, Greg, and I want to thank you for squeezing us in your busy schedule and being with us this morning.
Great. Thank you, Paul. It's great to be here. Anybody that's listening, I would encourage you that if you want to do business, visit us at www.socialsecurity.gov. We have a variety of services up there and questions that can be answered. I think you'll find it a very good website.
Thanks, Bill. This has been the Business of Government Hour, featuring a conversation with Bill Gray, Deputy Commissioner of Systems at the Social Security Administration. Be sure and visit us on the web at businessofgovernment.org. There you can learn more about our programs and research into new approaches to improving government effectiveness. You can also get a transcript of today's very interesting conversation. Once again, that's businessofgovernment.org. This is Paul Lawrence. Thank you for listening.